any significance at all going up against these guys for you personally?
I mean, a lot of them are my close friends, you know. Got some good friends on that team. You know, they gave me an opportunity coming out. So, you know, I have a lot of love for them. But, you know, I'm a Bear now, and I'm here. I'm trying to get it done here.
Anybody on this
team? What's the key to how quickly that offense can get into a rhythm? And what's the key to trying to prevent them from getting into a rhythm?
You talking about our offense or
no? Them.
Oh.
It seems like it's a very much a rhythm offense.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you have the type of weapons that they have, you gotta try and throw them off a little bit, you know. And that's gonna come from us too on offense. You know, we have to fight to keep them off the field as much as possible. We have to play all around balanced game. We have to play together all three phases: the offense, defense, and special teams.
How much did missing Sean Payton last year hurt the team?
I mean, it did. I mean, he was he's a great leader. I mean, you see what he brings to that team, year in and year out, week in and week out. You know, he's just a very positive person to have around, a great person to have around.
There was some discussion about what Izzy may have told the Lions about the Bears. Is there anything to that, to guys of former teams being able to help the team that they're on now?
I mean, I don't really know what, you know, the impact he had on us, but. You know, we see what they do on tape. You know, we're familiar. I mean, Jesus, the same, pretty much almost the same offense for the most part. You know, for the most part, different terminologies here and there. But, you know, it's just us going out there and executing what we see on film and executing our assignments.
But is there any espionage in the NFL? People coming to pick your brain about what the Saints do?
No, not really. I mean, no one's really came to me, so. They see what they got to see on tape, I guess.
Jamal, what's this 3-4 front versus the other play so far this season? What's the difference that you can see?
They play a lot of different fronts. They play a variation. It's going to be key for us to get up there and to get set and to see what they're doing and for us to make the right calls. We have to be in and out, up and down, you know. They're going to throw a lot of variations at us. So we just had to be prepared for it.
What were the most glaring mistakes for you guys as a unit overall last week?
We just didn't execute. We didn't execute as 11. We started pretty good. Then we hit a rough patch, then we picked it back up, but it was too late. You know, if we'd had about 5 or 6 more minutes, then it might have been a different game, but you only get 60 minutes in the game, right? Yeah.